SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
And, you know, it's peace in the Middle East. We have peace in the Middle East. Think of it. For years, you've been hearing about peace in the Middle East, and everybody's saying it's impossible. All of these countries are working together around the vision of a Middle East that is free from the curse of extremism and terror. And now is time. And by the way, even people with extremism and preaching extremism, they're exhausted. They're tired. It's been going on for too many years. I don't care who you are.
While threatening strikes on Iran, United States President Donald Trump has held the first meeting of his so-called Board of Peace. Representatives from 47 nations attended the inaugural meeting to enter discussions over the disarmament of Hamas, the withdrawal of Israeli troops, and the costs of reconstruction in Gaza. With key conditions for the reconstruction of Gaza still far from becoming a reality, Donald Trump says this board has the solutions.
We've come up with solutions. This is so little talk. This is very little talk, all action. First time, it was always talk in the Middle East. People would talk about peace in the Middle East, and then they'd go home and they'd never even think about it again. Nothing would happen.
Between discussions of peace and stability in the region, Mr. Trump also issued a threat to Iran. Referring to ongoing U.S.-Iran nuclear talks, he appeared to set a 10 to 15 day deadline for a deal before the U.S. will consider action.
And if they join us, that'll be great. If they don't join us, that'll be great, too. But it'll be a very different path. They cannot continue to threaten the stability of the entire region. And they must make a deal. Or if that doesn't happen, I maybe can understand. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But bad things will happen if it doesn't.
On the reconstruction of Gaza, Donald Trump says members have already contributed $10 billion to the board, while the U.S. has pledged a further $14 billion. He says contributors to the fund include Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Bahrain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and Kuwait. Reduced to rubble after more than 2 years of Israeli bombardment, estimates for the cost of rebuilding Gaza range up to $100 billion. Qatar's Prime Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, says he hopes their contribution can help fulfill the dream of a Palestinian state and Israeli security.
In this spirit, Qatar pledges $1 billion in support to the board mission aimed at reaching a final resolution that fulfills Palestinian aspiration for the statehood and recognition, and the Israeli aspiration for security and integration.
As well as the Gaza Reconstruction Fund, Donald Trump says several nations plan on sending thousands of troops to Gaza as part of an international stabilization force. The aim is to train 12,000 police and have 20,000 troops. U.S. Major General Jasper Jeffers will serve as the commander of the force.
The ISF will do two things: stabilize the security environment in Gaza and enable civilian governance as established by the National Committee. For the last few months, we've had a team on the ground of U.S. military experts preparing the infrastructure for the ISF.
Among those committing troops to the ISF are Indonesia, Morocco, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, and Albania. With Indonesia accepting the position of deputy commander, President Prabowo Subianto says he will send at least 8,000 troops.
We commend this, and therefore we reaffirm our commitment to contribute significant number of troops, up to 8,000 or more if necessary. We are prepared to contribute the troops to take part actively in the International Stabilization Force to make this peace work.
Missing at the meeting were several key U.S. Western allies. Britain and Germany sent their ambassadors to Washington as observers, while Canada and France shunned the meeting entirely. Australia has not joined the board, despite an invitation from Mr. Trump, and did not send a representative. Denouncing their absence, Donald Trump says he's confident they'll come around.
Some are playing a little cute. It doesn't work. You can't play cute with me. They're playing a little bit, but They're all journeying. Everybody, most of them very immediately. A few that we really don't want because they're trouble. Take care of them. But this is the most prestigious board ever put together. You know, I've seen some great corporate boards. I've seen some great boards, period. It's peanuts compared to this board.
According to an official at the meeting, 2,000 Palestinians have applied to join a new transitional Palestinian police force. While there is no Palestinian representation on the board, Israel, which according to a UN inquiry has been committing genocide in Gaza, is a member. Israel denies the genocide accusation. With Israel's withdrawal and Hamas's disarmament key to the progression of the peace plan, questions remain about how to proceed. Hamas has thus far been reluctant to hand over weaponry as part of the 20-point peace plan, and according to health officials in Gaza, Israel has killed at least 601 people since the ceasefire started. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says whether or not they agree to it, Hamas will be disarmed.
According to the goals of the war that we set, Hamas will be disarmed and the Gaza Strip will be demilitarized. We agreed with our friends in the United States that there will be no reconstruction of the Strip before demilitarization takes place. Very soon, Hamas will face a choice: to disarm the easy way or to disarm the hard way. But here is one more thing I promise you. It will be disarmed, and Gaza will no longer threaten Israel.
Despite optimism from the board, displaced Palestinians in Gaza are expressing more caution over the plan. After years of failed deals and broken ceasefires, Omar al-Matri says he expects no good will come from this.
No, of course I'm not optimistic, because all of this feels pointless. It's just media talk, and nothing will actually happen. There won't be any reconstruction. This is clearly part of a plan by the occupation, with the Americans involved. Why? To push us out of our land and our country. God is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. We pray, God willing, that it will be a blessed time and that reconstruction will take place. But in the end, I'm not optimistic at all.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.